the projections for Zimbabwe are primarily based on the deals that have been signed with the Chinese. We need a full operationalization and culmination of those deals, because once the infrastructure is set up, then Zimbabwe can be on a good pathway to recovery. So I think that's the biggest hope. And we also hope that the re-engagement with the rest of the world continues, because Zimbabwe cannot afford to have enemies. So the more friends we have, the better the prospects we have for our country. Those are the caveats to the success of Zimbabwe.
But there's some critics who are saying that these mega deals won't do anything to Zimbabweans. Like, you know, people won't get any direct benefits. Do you agree with those kind of suggestions?
I don't agree with those kind of suggestions. I think they are very parochial and myopic, to say the least. The deals are focused on infrastructure development, and the infrastructure is the enabler of economic recovery. So you need good communication networks, you need power generation, you need roads, you need railways, and so on and so forth. Those are the things that would enable the economy to take. If you say that focus is not the one that will help recovery, tell me what it is. Donations? Briefcases full of money coming to Zimbabwe? No. It's actually economic stimulation through infrastructure development. So that's why there was a focus on those particular deals.
And some people talk about foreign direct investment being impeded by the indigenization law. And they say if this doesn't change, the situation will be worse next year. What is your comment on that?
I know a lot of people say that, but I think the message is very clear on what the indigenization entails. Indigenization entails the resource sector. So I do not think indigenization on its own, besides this demonization, impedes foreign direct investment. Because it's basically like if you want to go and get oil in Saudi Arabia, you can't just go and extract oil in Saudi Arabia. They've got their conditions, and so it applies to every other country that has got its core resources. So when it comes to that, I would challenge those people to tell me of a serious investor that wanted to invest in Zimbabwe and did not because they of the indigenization. They want to do gas in Russia, you're going to bump into the same thing. So it's not the indigenization, it's the demonization of the indigenization agenda. It's a deliberate ploy to make it sound like it's an obstruction to foreign direct investment. But the message should be very clear and consistent. I think that's one of the things that would help with foreign direct investment. And there is no underplaying the role of foreign direct investment in Zimbabwe. We need it. It's actually very important because every country does need it. So we cannot do it on our own. We do not have enough money flowing around Zimbabwe to be able to invest. So we need money to come from somewhere. And that is through investment. We are not looking for donations. We are not looking for charity.